Hi, my name is Hamza, and this is my partner.
Hi, my name is Abderman. Today we'll be talking about fast fashion and how it contributes to water pollution.
What we looked into is the negative impacts of the fast fashion on the environment, and the main one that stood out is water pollution.
This was fascinating because when you think of clothing, their negative impact, what you think about most is littering caused by the clothing.
So if you look into this further, you can find that where the waters are mostly impacted is in developing countries caused by multinational industries.
The cause of this water pollution is the process in which the clothes are being manufactured, which is mostly process of the cotton making and the dye adding, which both have negative consequences.
These consequences are that there is less water due to the cotton production and water pollution caused by the dye adding process, which also includes the clothes being bleached.
In most of the countries in which garments are produced, untreated toxic waters from textile factories are being dumped directly into the rivers.
This is related to industries going to developing countries and using the land to produce clothes, which cause harm there, which shows how developing countries are targets for industries, leaving them with polluted environments such as waterways and rivers, which might have been part of their lives for hundreds of years.
Also, global fashion also consumes 93 billion metric tons of clean water each year, about half of what Americans drink annually. This is mostly in Asia, especially China.
This also shows me that the most of the developing countries are not being helped by developed countries. This might lead to even more due to less control.
There are some companies which strive for eco friendliness. One of which is Patagonia, that have services to achieve goals.
One of the services done by Patagonia is that their repair service, which is when there is something that needs fixing, like such as one of their products, you can return to Patagonia for a repair free of charge for most items.
The benefits of the repair service is that it helps so that there is no need for new production of new items or clothing. That being said, Patagonia also has another service, which is the return.
The return service, which is a service that people return used clothes for store credit or for other clothes. This can be used for other people who do the same to reduce waste and,
The environmental return of this is that there is less water waste due to the new production combined with the repair. The water usage can be drastically decreased.
But what are we giving up when we give up on fast fashion? Some of the things said might be that this is the cheaper option.
But that isn't the case, as seen with Patagonia, which charges less for trade-ins and repairs.
Some other interesting facts are fashion is responsible for 10% of human-caused greenhouse gas emissions and 20% of global wastewater, and uses more energy than the aviation and shipping sectors combined.
Another thing, a large majority of the textile industry manufacturing occurs along the waterways of the developing world.
Patagonia uses recycled textiles and factory floor cuttings in their products to avoid wasting materials. Patagonia also uses 100% organic cotton and are focused on sourcing mostly regenerative, organic certified cotton, which is grown with farming practices that heal the soil and not damage it with chemicals.
Patagonia helps with the water pollution because they don't use virgin materials, which cuts down on the water consumption, so Patagonia's focus on using recycled materials significantly reduces their use of water.
Some ways water affects consumers today is we purchase 60% more clothing than we did 15 years ago.
Some studies have estimated that up to 85% of human-made pollution on shorelines is from microfibers, while others have been warned that 500,000 tons of microfibers are discharged into the ocean annually. The world's largest water pollutants hides under the murky waters, since most companies do not monitor their contribution to the sector-wide issues.
As of 2020, our global water supply is severely threatened. It is estimated that over 2 billion people are already affected by the water shortages in over 40 countries. In the industry that uses over 79 trillion liters every year. According to the 2016 documentary River Blue, which follows the textile industry's contamination of China's rivers, it's estimated that 70% of China's fresh water is contaminated by 2.5 billion gallons of wastewater and produced by the fashion industry. According to the 2016 documentary, it's estimated that around 70% of their water is contaminated.
The fashion industry consumes 1/10 of all water used industrially to run factories and clean products. To put this into perspective, it takes 10,000 liters of water to produce 1 kilogram of cotton, or approximately 3,000 liters of water for one cotton shirt.
Fast fashion produces large amounts of land pollution, air pollution, and water pollution, textile waste, and greenhouse gas emissions. The textile industry uses enormous amounts of hazardous chemicals for farming, washing, bleaching, dyeing, finishing, and treating fabrics. It pollutes the air that we breathe and the water that we drink.
Cotton farming is by far one of the most impactful on the global water crisis. Cotton is the most used natural fiber in the global fast fashion industry. About half of all textiles in the world contain cotton. It's most widespread profitable non-food crop globally. Cotton has a low price because it's mass-produced globally. 30.3 million tons of cotton are produced each year worldwide, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
Fabric manufacturing involves chemical-intensive processes that pollute our water, including textile washing, bleaching, dyeing, finishing, and treatment. Apparel and textile manufacturers discharge millions of gallons of chemically infected water into our waterways every year. A single fabric mill can use up to 200 tons of fabric of fresh water to dye a ton of fabric.
Water pollution causes both environmental damage and diseases through the local communities in developing countries. Many rivers are polluted from any direct human contact, particularly in Asian countries like India, China, and Bangladesh. Wastewater charged with harmful chemicals is often released into untreated into nearby rivers, spreading to the sea.
The processing of conventional textile requires around 100 to 150 liters of water for every kilogram of fiber. Not only does the processing of textile consume an immense amount of water, it also heavily pollutes the water it uses, which causes environmental damage and unhealthy conditions for workers, and major health risks for those who live near processing plants.
The wastewater produced by dyeing pollutes the water table, getting into rivers, oceans, also used to irrigate fields. This is a major problem in countries which still dominate the dyeing industry, like in Asia. To summarize, mostly all Asian countries are affected.
To put it in perspective, one cotton t-shirt uses enough drinking water to sustain one human for 3 years, 2,700 liters. Multiply that by 20 garments a year for 7.7 billion people. Chemicals are used in the various processes that turn raw material into fabrics. As an estimate, it takes 200 tons of water to produce 1 ton of dyed fabric. A large majority of textile manufacturing occurs along the waterways of the developing world.
1.6 billion are currently facing economic water shortages, and it takes about 5,000 1,000 gallons of water just to produce a pair of jeans and a shirt, largely due to the cotton being a water-intensive crop. When we think about how often we actually wear each piece of clothing in our closet and how carefree we update our closets with hauls of latest trends, our consumer behaviors are truly long-term environmental and social damage in exchange for instant temporary gratification.